Welcome, everyone, to another
Walker Cock free edition of the Hour Bomb.
Walker Cock free edition
what?
Of the Hour Bomb.
That's right. We will not show zombie cock on our show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, welcome to what traditionally is known as the Walking Dead post show. Wow. I am Walker.
Walker Cock.
Walker Cock free edition of the Hour Bomb.
Yeah. I am your host,
the intellectual savior of this network.
Intellectual piece of shit.
Ooh. Your host.
The man who then has to make up for his erectile dysfunction deficiency.
Oh! This is me we're talking about, not you.
No,
your girlfriend.
Your wife has told me these things, Ace.
Oh,
sorry.
Whatever.
We'll snap.
Not quite performing the way we used to.
I hope you choke on the next dick you put in your mouth, which you'll be here in a little bit when you put
pizza
in your mouth.
If you thought Jason Halbert could still get it up.
Oh. See, it's great when you control. Oh, you asshole.
What?
I know what you're going to do.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do.
Don't.
Then don't mess with my mic.
Anyway, I'm your host, the illustrious.
You cut me off there a minute ago, didn't you?
No.
Okay.
Jason Halbert, 2013 CEO Person of the Year.
And winner of the Douchebag of the Year award. I voted for that one. It was unanimous.
Whatever.
Ooh.
My fans. My
Ooh.
Fans. Yes, thank you, thank you. Yes. Oh, and as always, my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big A Adrian Masters here, giving you the voice of reason on this show.
I wouldn't go that far.
The voice of reason.
Wow. I don't think so.
See, his voice is definitely better than yours, I gotta tell you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Since when did you start sucking his cock?
Yesterday.
I mean, is it good? I mean, does he do a good job of it?
I mean, the beard hair tickles a little bit, but you know.
Oh, okay. Good. And joined.
God, I mean, Heath had to have a big package somehow this year.
I'm lost here.
There was plenty of fireworks. Giggity.
Yep.
Anyway, and the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
What?
Thank you.
The
Thank
crowd's
you.
Happy. We're all in the same room for the first time in like a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you.
And
you.
Not
Thank
wearing
you.
Pants.
Yes. That's enough of that shit.
Okay. All
right, crowd. Now give you a real reaction. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Really? Man, they turn on me so quickly.
They do. Anyway, how the hell you guys been? It's been a while since we've done, you know.
Well, I mean, I could be better. I could not be here, but...
Hey!
Oh!
I mean, great. I'm fantastic.
No, I was saying we've got someone in
oh
the chat room
God.
For the first time.
Holy shit. We got somebody
user.
In the chat
room. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
And who is that person in the chat room?
It would be Greg Papalopoulos.
Hey, Bach up.
Greg Snuffleupagus.
It's been a while since
He's
I've been
balls
able to do...
deep.
It's been a while since we've done ball cups.
It has.
Man.
Well, he only gets one. You know what? Ball cup for me.
You know what? They'll get you the trifecta of ball cups right now.
Ball cup to you, Greg.
Yeah.
I have to ask him if he wants to be on the show.
Tripod, yeah. That's why.
You want to go doubleheader tonight, Greg? You want to be on the Hour Bomb too?
Why not?
He's from Antigua in the West Indies.
Ah.
Huh?
He's from Antigua in the West,
West
Indies.
Okay.
It's off the Florida Keys. It's like a place called Kokomo.
Wow.
We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow.
Anyway.
Bermuda.
Bahama.
Come on, pretty mama.
You know, all you guys are doing is make it to where he's not going to answer if he wants to be on the Hour Bomb too.
That is where I want to go.
Bahama. Oh, my God.
See, he fits right in. I mean, come on.
He doesn't need his own show. He can just be the fourth Hour Bomber.
There you go.
Hey, Heath, remember those cables I told you to get rid of?
Yeah?
Bring them back.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to call him and see if he wants to come on. Why not? Live here on...
Yes.
The Hour Bomb.
Live here, where if you're the only listener who shows up in the chat, we put you on the show.
All right. Black or blue?
Always why are you going to be a racist?
Always bet on black.
All right.
I learned that from Wesley Snipes. He'll be the crush to our demolition. That's what he said.
Is there any other things that you need besides the cable?
Yeah, you see this connector here? I need that.
Okay.
Oh, hang on now. Connectors, we're getting a little bit frisky over here. He'll be the Crusher Khrushchev to our Russians.
Give me a second here.
Will he be the Jimmy Jack to our funk families?
I don't know. He could be. Let's see. You know, these headphones are really...
He can't be on.
Aw.
Aw, damn it.
Well, you know what? We have them ready just in case. Just in case somebody else comes up.
Yes, in case someone else decides they want to come on the show.
Yes.
Damn it. After we already, you know, already got everything set up.
Aw.
Oh, well.
Let's see how it is, Greg.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Anyway, so how the hell you guys been?
Eh, you know.
I mean...
On this show, so I mean, obviously things could be going better.
Hey, happy belated 4th of July to everybody.
Yes. We only had a few accidents at the our usual get-together this year.
Yeah, one almost involved my van. That was kind of scary.
That was kind of awesome.
What was scarier, your van almost getting blown up or almost setting the neighbor's house on fire twice?
Hey, I wasn't the one that set those fireworks.
You provided them, so by default.
Just because I provided them doesn't mean I'm at the fault here.
Kind of does.
Nope.
If I could be serious for a moment here. Just for a moment.
This is going to be scary.
I'm going to do a rundown of our working for the weekend schedule real quick to start the show off.
Go for it.
Here we go. All right. So, Saturday nights at 9, 8 Central, you can join the Wrestling Niche with Kyle and Jake as they talk about ROH and the week's events in wrestling. Then you get your doubleheader on Sunday, which will be Shooting from the Hip at about 8-7 Central with Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown, or a number of other issues.
Yes.
And then that's followed up by us at 10:45, 9:45 Eastern for the Hour Bomb. You can join the international douchebag, Jason Halbert, with the Big A, Adrian Masters, and Sweet Heath Cockensucker. Sweet Heath Cockensucker. That's his new name. That's actually his last name.
By the way, it's supposed to be 9:45 Central, not Eastern.
That's what he said.
No, he said Eastern.
I said 10:45, 9:45 Central.
No, you said Eastern.
Whatever.
You know what? Are you doing the plugs?
No.
But then I just
shut
up.
To correct them.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, here we got a sponsor for the R-Bomb this week.
And also, you can check the shows available through download on our site, the Talk TNA Podcast and FTW Live. All right, and we do have a sponsor this week, and that one is the Hour Bomb Hurricane Survival Kit, including 60-plus shows to keep that time going by, and life-save Jason and a life-size Jason Heath blow-up doll, which will serve as fornication and flotation device.
Oh, that's good.
If it ain't Hour Bomb Hurricane Survival Kit, the Rodfather, they're screwed.
Thank you, Rodfather, for this week's plug. Yeah, he got infected by, apparently, Hurricane Arthur now? Is that? Was it? I don't know. We talked a little bit about
batting
that.
Down the hatches.
Is Hurricane Arthur a bumbling hurricane that's trying to get its life together, played by Dudley Moore?
I believe it is.
Okay.
So
hey, look, is that Bo Derek on the horizon?
Oh, God. All right.
Anyway, so, but yeah, it's glad to have you guys back.
Show plugs at the top of the show. That way we can just finish the show and be done.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget about all the stuff Paul Jordan does.
Paul Jordan does an amazing amount of stuff. He is the actual intellectual savior of our network.
Yes, he is.
The actual intellectual savior. Not some pseudo-intellectual savior.
There's no proof.
Dude, the guy schooled me on trivia, and I schooled everybody else. Let's break this down for you. The final score of this thing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the Wrestling Niche from last night, yes. The trivia challenge, which you can find available on download right now.
Kevin had like 10 points. I'm sorry. Greg had like 10 points.
Okay, and he knows a lot of stuff.
Kevin had 12 points.
What?
I got 19 points.
Whoa.
And Paul had 20 points.
Damn.
That was going into the final two rounds where Kevin and Greg were eliminated, and it came down to me and Paul.
Damn.
The final score on this thing was I had 22 points, and Paul had 30.
Whoa. Damn.
Yep, Paul schooled you.
But I hang with Paul Jordan for the first three rounds of that thing, goddammit.
Wow.
And I kind of got screwed on a couple of the questions because they were trick questions, and I answered them without really thinking about
them. Like what, Adrian? Give me an example.
One of the questions was, is what year did Nick Bockwinkel last hold the AWA championship?
Ooh. What did you answer?
1986.
And
which is the year he last won the AWA championship, but he lost it in 1987, so technically I got it wrong.
Oh, I gotcha. I was thinking 86. I was thinking the same along the same lines as you. So okay,
he won the he won his last title in 86, but he didn't lose title until March 87. Of 87 to
so
Mr.
The
Perfect.
Last time he held it was 87.
Exactly.
Ooh, that tricky little Jake.
Yeah, that's one of the questions that tripped me up.
Tricky little bastard. All right.
And then I missed the Corey Graves theme, which I'm a little embarrassed about.
Huh?
I didn't get Corey Graves' theme right from NXT. I missed it. I said it was Vampiro from. Well, hang on. I mean, if you can find the sound clip and play it, tell me if you hear you're not like, okay, that could be a Vampiro theme.
I do not have either one available. Well, I can just have YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right. I listened to that, actually, and it was actually really good.
Oh, yeah, we had a blast doing it. I was fun. I was glad I got to be a part of it. Hopefully, we're going to make it. An annual 4th of July, the Great Wrestling Network Trivia Bash.
The great insert name here.
Yeah, we haven't named it yet. We'll name it later. Patent pending.
Gotcha.
All right, so here's the Vampiro theme.
Assuming that you get a video that plays.
Not sure which one he played. So we're going to click on one.
Well, it wasn't Vampiro. It was Corey Graves.
Well, this was Vampiro. Okay, so that's a Vampiro theme.
Okay.
And let me find Corey Graves' theme. Didn't he get a new one recently?
Yeah.
I think this is it. Oh, of course, we get a fucking ad.
I hate you, YouTube. At least you can eventually skip over it. Push my head
into the sea. This wasn't the one he played.
Uh-huh. Oh, he played an older one, then.
Or if it's farther into the song, that was the part that I got to hear.
Anyway. Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right.
But you can see if, like, listen to that, how you could kind of.
Yeah, there are some similarities between the two themes. Just right off
the bat. And I think it was a theme that got used, like, twice, and then, like, he's cut done. Because Corey Graves, unfortunately, too many concussions, done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't read that one.
I mean, it's not official yet, but the general feeling is that the word is, rumor-wise, is that he's not going to be cleared to come back ever.
That sucks.
So, Corey Graves, you were okay on NXT, but let's face it, you probably weren't ever going to make it anyway.
No. Speaking of goodbyes. How do I see? We do have a little bit of sadness to report here on the Hourbound. Came out earlier this week that Emma was released.
But she was retired. Well,
shut up! Just fucking shut up for 2 seconds!
Well, I mean, how are you going to screw this story up, Jason?
Just fucking go along with what I say, goddammit.
Okay, alright, I'm sorry.
Can't even pull a goddamn gag on my own fucking show because someone has to be too goddamn serious.
Well, I went to the Land School, the Landstorm School of Learning, and I've always learned that you have to be serious for a
moment. Never mind, you fucking ruined the Emma thing. But anyway, do have some breaking news to report, apparently, for tonight. Santino Marella suffers his third neck injury. Pretty much announced his retirement at a live event tonight.
Wow, so, no more Santino.
He did say in an interview a few weeks back that he knew his career was winding down.
Yeah.
And he did know that he wasn't going to be around forever, but he does want to stick around WWE in some way, shape, or form.
Farewell to the Milan Miracle.
I think we can figure out. I think they'll be able to figure something out to do with Santino.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, actually, that match is a match I'm a little bit surprised isn't on the list of things we're going to talk about later.
All right. So, that being said, I guess.
So I want to point out something here real quick.
Hold on, wait. I got a special ball cup you need to hand out, Heath.
Okay.
I got us a new listener this past week.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not, he's my boss. At my new job.
So wait.
Wait. You want Heath to metaphorically cup your boss's balls?
Yes.
Wow.
So I'm going to give a shout out to my boss.
Okay.
Cool guy. First guy I've ever met that's supposed to be my boss at a job that is as big of a wrestling nut as me.
By the way, Jason's stealing phones.
Shut up. So, Trent, this one goes out to you.
Ball cup.
There you go. Golden ball cup.
So I guess I shouldn't publicly thank you for the S4 that you got me earlier today. I mean, that fell off the truck.
Whatever. Shut up.
Dude, an S4, I got an S5.
But yeah, I mean, he can't steal the good phones from me. I mean, that's...
Anyway, so now what did you want to point out?
All right, let's look back over the last 2 months.
Okay.
All right. Santino's now hurt and done.
Yeah.
The two of the three members of 3MB have been fired.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan is questionable.
Oh, and hang on. I'm not talking about Daniel Bryan. One of the members of Los Matadors is done or hurt for the significant future.
I can't remember which one it was.
Does it matter?
No.
I mean, all of the comedy characters for WWE have kind of gotten hurt by the wayside here now.
Oh my God, they have, haven't they?
Wow. Yeah.
I guess Adam Rose's job is safe for a while.
I guess at the moment, yeah.
He's going to be their new comedy character.
Comic relief, him and Fandango.
Fandango. Heath Slater still.
Yeah, I mean, but Heath Slater, they haven't really been using him on TV now. I mean, not recently.
Maybe that's why Damian Sandow has been doing all these
roles. Damian Sandow, there you go.
Man, he's having to pick up the slack for everybody that's gone.
I really hope that the Sandow thing is going somewhere.
So do I. It needs to go somewhere.
There just doesn't seem to be much of a point to this at this point. I don't know.
You know, we haven't even started the timer
yet. Yeah, let's start the timer. We're done talking about BS. You're not getting off the hook
for you
now.
Guys. Anyway, so here's how the show works. For those of you listening for the first time, I've got a whole list of shit I got to get through, and we really have a list this time. Oh, these boy. Two assholes, as usual, are going to try to get me off the topic. I just had an Oreo cookie, so. Anyway, off topic and derail me and all that good stuff. And for those of you, that's how it's going to work. And our usual listeners, hey, thanks for listening on the download, because no one's in the fucking chat except for Greg Snuffleupagus. Okay. Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Adrian, you got anything else?
I'm good.
All right, good. And start the timer.
All right.
All right, let's jump into some Monday Night Raw, shall we?
Yes.
Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take the pick.
All right, so Monday Night Raw. Decent Monday Night Raw. Not the worst I've seen, but good solid Monday Night
Best
Raw.
Best in the last month or so, for sure.
Oh, God, yes. So, big things we want to highlight. Seth Rollins almost cashed in.
But didn't. Because of Dean Ambrose.
Almost. And trying to think if we had anything else big. Other than the obvious.
What's the obvious? Oh, no, there was another thing. We made a transition of character.
We did.
Zeb Coulter and Jack Swagger go from being the real Americans to the all Americans.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Guess who's going after Rusev?
Well,
this actually is something that makes sense for the character a little bit, though.
Yeah, but it... Yes and no. There could have been more building to it.
Oh, yeah.
There could have been Rusev destroyed a flag, or... something that pissed off Swagger to go from the real American back to the all-American
American.
Something American. I just think out of the blue, oh, his normal stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know what? After months of hearing this, now I'm going to come out. No. There could have been more. There should have been more build up to it.
I'm not going to disagree with you on it, but I'm still okay that it happened.
You know,
it makes it's a logical progression for the Rusev, and this feud will add legitimacy to him because Jack Swagger can legitimately wrestle.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I just think it was poorly timed.
Yeah. I don't think it's poorly timed. I just think it's poorly built.
All right, that's what I'm looking for. Poorly built.
Poorly built.
Yeah. So, yes, Jack Swagger, apparently a face. Yeah, it's funny because everyone that was booing him the night before is now cheering him. Huh.
Yes, indeed.
Go figure.
Well, to be fair, him and Zeta are going to get mixed reactions for months.
They have.
No, oh, yeah. Huh?
What?
I don't know. I thought I heard something. Oh, you know what? I think that's YouTube.
He still had YouTube running.
No, I don't.
It's got to be your computer, man.
It's got to be. Hold on.
Oh, wow. We have a ghost in the machine.
Fix. Okay.
All right, cool.
Anyway. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Poorly built.
As long as they can still hear us on the download.
They will.
Okay.
All right. Then what else happened?
It makes sense on the standpoint, though, that like he's been targeting foreign guys all along. And the fact that he hasn't targeted Rusev so far was kind of weird. But now he has now. So, you know.
Yeah, and I guess it's just because he's so much more hated. I don't know, man. I think it would have been better if they could have just built it a little bit different. That's all.
That is
true. That's all. Let's see here. Oh, we had a surprise return Monday night.
Awesome! We had a few surprise returns Monday night.
Well, this is the first one.
Yes. The Miz is back.
The Miz came out, and I'm like, awesome, I can deal with this. I haven't seen The Miz in a while. And he comes out, and he starts cutting, finally, what to me appears to be a heel promo.
Yeah.
So, The Miz, evolved, maybe? We can only hope?
It was more heelish than face, for sure.
Definitely.
It was, thank God. So The Miz is going on doing his normal thing, and lo and behold, we get this.
I wasn't expecting this one.
I don't think anybody was. Man, that was a pop.
Actually, before The Miz came out, I called it and I said, it's going to be Jericho.
I called it being The Miz, and then you called it being Jericho, yeah. And technically we were both right.
Holy shit, ladies and gentlemen. We have someone new in the chat.
Whoa.
Who's never been here for our show.
We have
Axel Rocks.
Wow. Ball Cup.
Yes. Welcome to the hour, Mom.
Holy shit.
He said The Miz was returned and he didn't even realize he was gone.
I mean, he was rather forgettable for the last
he was.
Year.
But anyway, and then so we get The Miz and Jericho doing one of the best back and forth in a long time.
Yes.
Because Lord only knows that we needed that.
But that wasn't the end of this segment.
That was not the end of the segment. Because lights go out, lights come back on, and guess who's in the ring? The Wyatts.
And
Bray Wyatt
goes to the next
one. Miz was nowhere to be found.
Do you blame the Miz? Have you watched TV? When you hear that little thing, you run.
Yeah, I mean, the Miz has figured out that, hey, the lights go out, you get the hell out of Dodge. Apparently, Jericho hasn't been watching a product for the last, like, 6 months.
Yeah. That's true.
So,
been too busy with Fozzy.
Right.
Hey, who cares? Anyway, so we get the Miz, or not the Miz, Jericho and the Wyatts facing off. Oh, my God. So, I've determined that what's better than awesome? Is there a level there? Because that's kind of where I was at on this one.
Yes, definitely. I
think we can call it...
sex with my wife?
No, because that's... I mean, who hasn't?
Oh!
You walked right into that one.
I am going to tell her that you said that.
I'll tell her the rest of the stuff that you said on this show.
She's not going to go through... You see, here's the thing. She's not going to go through all that shit. Whereas this, I can just... replay the recording later tonight And I have proof.
You're not going to, though, because you want to come over to my house for biscuits and gravy again at some point in the future.
Anyway, moving on.
That's what I thought.
So, that's the end of the surprise returns for Monday Night Raw. Or, wait, is it?
Oh, snap.
No, it's not.
Yes, she's back.
Yes. AJ Lee comes out while Paige is cutting a very heel-like promo.
I guess it really squashes the pregnancy rumor right here.
Yes. Good job, Dave Meltzer. Anyway.
Well, he did say that, in all fairness, that either she was or was not pregnant. So, I mean...
That's true.
It clearly was one or the other, and it was one of those
Dave things. Meltzer also reported that you either are or are not a dickhead. However, I have to go more to the you are, just so you know.
Well, I mean, that's top quality reporting.
It is. So, anyway, AJ Lee comes back, interrupts Paige during a very... I mean, was this just a night of, let's start turning people face and heel for no real reason?
I think this was a night where they're like, what we're doing right now isn't really working, so we need to change the direction somewhat.
So they beg AJ to come back, and while Paige is cutting a very heel-like promo, AJ Lee comes out and wants to apologize for the way she acted the night after WrestleMania. And that, you know, hey, I was wrong, congratulations, I should have accepted your congratulations, but... And then Paige is like, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to do the same thing to me that I did to you, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to fall for it.
And then she fell for it.
And then she fell for it. And then lost the women's title. The Divas title, whatever, to AJ Lee.
Who cares? Like, we got two Divas that can actually fight for the title now, and it's awesome.
God. Yes.
Though I will say, the crop of women that are coming out of NXT now are better than they've been in a little while.
We'll see. I mean...
Paige is definitely better.
Summer Rae can wrestle.
Emma's not terrible, but she's kind of goofy. That's another word for it.
Yes.
But I think Charlotte and Sasha Banks are both pretty good, too. And they're not far from coming up, I don't think.
No. So, I think... Craig, we've been wrong. Is that pretty well? Well, we had Damian McMahon-Dow.
I gotta tell you,
bitched out by Stephanie McMahon.
I gotta tell you what though, that was one of his best impersonations ever.
It was great. And then, Intercontinental title. Wade Barrett gonna be out for several months, so stripped of the Intercontinental title on Monday Night Raw, and they're gonna have it at the next pay per view in a battle royal.
Oh yeah, I want to point this out. Our new listener out here, X Rocks. Due to Sarah Del Rey training him, and she is the long-term girlfriend of Antonio Cesaro.
Okay.
She's the women's trainer for NXT.
Yeah. That could be why they're actually decent. And
so that's why they're ahead above the last generation of Divas.
Okay, good.
Good.
That's only going to help. So anyway, Battle Royal at the next pay-per-view for the Intercontinental title. I don't know who all's been named in it yet, but
I got a list. I can get up for that if you want to keep talking.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. So, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, Jack Swagger gets taken out by, or no, Wade Barrett gets taken out by Jack Swagger and thrown into the barricade at ringside, separates his shoulder. They didn't know how bad it was going to be at first, and then they find out it's not very good at all. So, all right. Now, is this the final list? They're probably going to add people.
No, this is still so far.
A building list.
Right now, we have Rob Van Dam, Damian Sandow, Alberto Del Rio, Ryback, Curtis Axel, Big E, Great Khali.
God, why is he even around?
Kofi Kingston, Antonio Cesaro, Dolph Ziggler, and my pick to win, Bo Dallas. Come on, Jason. You just got to bow.
No. You know... Hey, Rob Van Dam, Cesaro, and Del Rio. We know you guys just fought in a ladder match for the world title. Good job. We're not going to downgrade you to the Intercontinental title battle royal. That you're probably not going to win. Cesaro might, actually. Ziggler could. There's really only a handful of people in this match I don't want to see win.
Bo Dallas is one of them, though?
He's high on my list, along with...
Curtis Axel.
I was going to say, Greg Khali would actually be at the very top of the list to not win.
Yeah, Khali, Ryback... Axel. All
right, so I guess other people that are named so far, Bo Dallas is the fourth from the top then.
Oh, no, Bo Dallas is number one in my
book. Okay, so you would rather have Great Khali?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, you have failed wrestling fans across the world.
No, I don't like Bo Dallas.
So you prefer watching Great Khali matches to Bo Dallas matches?
I never once said that. I don't want to see Bo. I don't want to see the stupid fucking promos that Bo Dallas would cut as Intercontinental Champion.
They'd be amazing.
Oh, my God.
They're great. How can you not like this? This is right up your alley of your bullshit.
All we would hear is that I won because I believed.
Yeah, that's what we're going to hear the entire
fucking
time. Don't
stop believing, man.
Oh, my God. No, it's fucking Bo Dallas. I'm not going to get behind this guy.
You should.
Probably not going to.
You're going to.
No.
I know it's going to come. I know it's going to be. It's 6 months from now, Jason. You're going to be like, God damn it, Adrian was right. And you know that's probably going to be true.
Name one guy that's happened to.
How about the Wyatt family?
You were pretty well against
no,
them for
I
a
wasn't
while.
Against I just didn't get it.
Okay.
But you didn't care for it and didn't like it. And I said, you're
no,
going to
No, I
get
just didn't
this.
Get it. And then finally, those last few promos before, I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, God, you're right. I hated Del Rio at first, but then I'm like, wait. I do like this guy.
And then he turned face.
And then he turned face. I'm like, God damn it.
The curse of the Halbert.
Yes.
Struck again.
Happened with Del Rio. Happened with
Maybe Sibyl. That's your sign.
Happened with the Miz.
You should like Bo Dallas. That way he turns face and you'll have a reason to hate him again.
Oh, God. Anyway, I believe that's it on Raw. We have the world title match is set for Battleground.
Yeah, Fatal 4-Way. And actually, I'm looking forward to this match. I think it's going to be pretty good.
All right, go for it. Who is it?
It is a match between John Cena defending against Randy Orton, the Demon Kane, and Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, you are not getting a title shot. You are not getting in the Money in the Bank ladder match. You're not going to do this. Hey, Roman Reigns, you get a title shot.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense why. I don't.
Continuity issues, to say the least.
Maybe Triple H is like, you know, this guy can kind of like kick the shit out of like pretty much, you know, anything I throw up against him. Maybe I should.
Pretty well.
You know what? I forgot one thing. Hold on. We haven't done a show since this happened.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I just, here we want to wish Vicky Guerrero the best in her future endeavors. It was a fun ride, Vicky. Did you guys watch that Cougar thing?
I haven't watched
it on the network. Oh my God, it's great.
It's all I listen to watch. I'm going to watch it probably sometime this week.
It's great. I just realized we hadn't done a show since that happened. So
yeah, that's true.
Oh man, did you not want to see just Stephanie McMahon just get her ass beat and thrown into whatever the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Oh God, that was just great.
Yeah.
I can't believe for once in my life I was cheering for Vicky Guerrero. How could you not when she comes out to the lie, cheat, steal theme?
Yeah, it was nice.
I mean, that just
is definitely a very good.
And shame, you know what? Fuck you, crowd. When Vicky Guerrero comes out for a career-threatening match and she comes out to A's music, you mark the fuck out. That's all I have to say.
Yes.
Fuck you, crowd. I hate you.
Hang on. To be fair, how long have we hated Vicky Guerrero?
But she put Roman Reigns in the title match, so we like Vicky now. It doesn't matter. You mark out when she comes out to that.
I don't necessarily agree. I can understand why they didn't. Vicky Guerrero still isn't the most likable person.
Bo Dallas's unibrow is more over than him. Yes, it is. I like our new listener, Axel Rocks. If he came out to Journey, I'd support him not.
Good. Actually, yeah. I think it'd be awesome if he did come out to Journey.
Whatever.
You would support him if he came out to Journey, wouldn't you?
No.
Jason, if he came out to Don't Stop Believing, you would get behind it.
No.
At that point, I'd be like, okay, I really don't want to listen to Journey until he's gone.
Well, Heath, I expect that out of a lemon, but not out of a rosebud.
What the hell is this? Oh.
And for the second consecutive night, Goldust and Stardust defeated
Crabaxel. Because apparently they don't fight anybody else ever.
No. I just want an excuse to play the Stardust theme because I really like it.
Okay.
That's all. You know, I am really behind Cody Rhodes now with Stardust.
It's, I don't know, man.
Although the smile.
Oh, that smile is fucking like, that's like.
That's creepy as
pedophile
hell.
Pedophile creepy. That's great.
Because he's like, yeah.
I don't like it. I don't know. Yeah.
Then why'd you pick him up?
Because clearly they're pushing him with it, and he's winning, so...
That's okay. Points.
Okay.
It's I have points. A lot of people on my roster, Jason, that I don't really care for a whole lot, but they win, so...
Yep.
All right, so we're going to move on. It's time for What Stinks? Who wants to start it off? I'll start it off. You know what? I am pissed off about the continuity stuff. Because I'm sick of, you know, this is not going to happen. No, this is not going to happen. This is not going to... Oh, let's forget about all this and let's just... You know, I believe I brought it up Monday night. Didn't Vince McMahon get removed as COO of the company because he was letting personal vendettas get in the way of his business decisions?
Yes.
Yes.
Then why the fuck is it not happening to Triple H?
Because technically there's no one there to do it now.
The board of directors took him out.
Right, but the idea behind it is that Triple H was the driving force behind the board of directors making that decision.
Still.
There's no one to be the driving force behind that. It's
just fucking dumb. It really was. My other part of my what stinks. What the fuck? You're going to fire Emma and then rehire her again?
Do you want to take everybody's what stinks or are you good?
I'll shut up. Go ahead, Adrian. What's your what stinks?
I don't have one anymore, Jason.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We'll edit that part out. Go ahead.
Well, Jason, it's funny you said. I would think that maybe you would want to not fire somebody before you have all the facts on a situation and then have to rehire the same day and look really foolish.
Within hours, actually.
Yeah, that whole thing. Oh, my God. What a fucking train wreck that thing was. I mean, she got fired because she stole by accident. But she didn't pay for it, so I mean,
it was at a self-checkout lane. And you ever use a self-checkout lane? You ever accidentally forgotten to pay for something? I think we all have. It was a $20 iPad case.
That's all it was. That had her picture on it.
Did it really?
No.
Okay. That'd be cool.
But, I mean, let's look at some of the... You know what? We're actually going to look at that later on, I think.
We are?
Not tonight, but next week.
Okay.
We're going to get to that list, finally.
Oh, that list. Okay. Good. All right, Heath.
My what stinks is the fact that Stephanie should have let Damian Sandow continue with what he was doing. The crowd was obviously loving it. Why mess it up with Kali?
And why is it okay for Damian Sandow, or not okay for Sandow to do it when...
How many times did Triple H and Shawn Michaels?
I know.
I mean,
come on.
You think in the back, Sandow went up to Triple H, be like, all right, how do I do Vince? Do you think he really got pointers from Triple H and back?
Well, I'm probably, sure. Yeah.
I would imagine so. I mean, you would think.
How do I do Vince?
I mean, I'm actually kind of surprised that Vince himself didn't decide to come out and say, no, he's good. I like it.
That would have been great.
That would have been great.
That would have been starting the, I don't know. Is someone going against the authority?
Here's the issue. At the current rate with the authority angle, how much longer can they conceivably go on without there being no real opposition against?
Oh, it's going to have to happen very, very soon.
It has to.
Would you say within the next 6 months?
Oh, yeah.
I would say a post-SummerSlam storyline, maybe?
Probably.
Okay.
Why, would you?
I'm just
okay.
Spitballing.
All right. You spitballing going somewhere with this?
Maybe.
Do I need to hit the button?
You should go and hit the button.
Oh, okay,
go and hit the button. Can you dig it, sucker? Please, right. Adrian.
What can we dig?
All right. So can you dig this?
Okay.
The person that will get the board of directors behind
okay.
them as for taking over and being the vested interest in the company will be Triple H's longtime friend Shawn Michaels.
I was just thinking that's where you're going with that.
Oh, wow.
That would be awesome.
The former commissioner.
Why not make him a CEO? Why not? That would actually be fucking great. Shawn Michaels won't wrestle, I don't think.
Oh, no. Yeah, he can't. No. I mean,
they forget everything else in the fucking world. Why can't they forget that Shawn Michaels is supposed to be retired? Hey, we got someone else in the chat. Tomfoolery.
Hey, welcome to the chat, Tom.
Hey, back up, Tom.
But that's mine. And I actually... I don't know if I can dig it yet, but I'm thinking I'm leaning towards yes.
All right, I got one. What if... I know we talked about this the show after we did our Ring of Honor.
Oh, God, I just got another one. All right.
We talked about this a little bit after our Ring of Honor show. When me, Dan, and Sean were outside smoking, and the kid came up with the Shield shirt on. Oh, he's just infiltrating him, blah, blah, blah. It's got me thinking that I would have to admit that that kid was right. What if Seth Rollins uses the cash-in to fuck over the Authority? Like, Randy Orton finally wins the title. They finally get someone that can be the face of the company after a brutal beatdown of a match. And then Seth Rollins cashes in and wins. Fuck you, Triple H.
I'd be okay with it. I don't think that's going to happen. I can't dig it, but I would be okay if it did happen.
I could dig it.
I think I can dig my own.
I still think that sometime, you know, we're going to see Seth Rollins do a double turn.
Be great. All right, what's yours?
I think I just changed what the meaning of the SummerSlam main event's going to be with my next one, but go ahead.
Okay. You know, I can't think of one this time. I know, hit the button.
Adrian, take it away for Heath.
All right, so what if Paul Heyman's deal to have Brock Lesnar be the guy that beat Cena at SummerSlam to get the title off him for the Authority is that you have to give me control of Monday Night Raw?
Ooh. I like that.
My client, Brock Lesnar, who conquered the streak at WrestleMania, will get the title off of John Cena, but you have to give me control of the show.
Ooh. Wow. I would like to actually see him have control of the show, like, backstage, though. Like,
oh, that'd be better than probably... I don't know.
Rip on creative, and we could do a better job, but...
I don't think
we could do a better job than Paul Heyman.
Hang on. I don't even think creative's been doing that bad of a job recently.
But some of the stuff that just doesn't make sense. That's the problem.
The problem is that... Being a publicly traded company, they're at basically the will of like the people that have invested in the company.
Right.
And so they have to change things to try to make investors happy. And I think that becoming a publicly traded company has kind of hurt them in that regard.
Not to mention they're bleeding money right now. Things aren't looking... You know, they're calling for another round of cuts.
I don't see how they can trim it down much more, man. I really
don't. Bye-bye, Cali.
I mean...
Bye-bye, Heath Slater. Bye-bye, Adam Rose.
I don't think Heath Slater's getting fired.
Bye-bye, Zack Ryder.
But I would say Zack Ryder, Kali.
Justin Gabriel.
If you had to cut five people from the roster right now, who is it?
Pull up the roster. Let me look.
No, just off your top
of my head. There's guys that haven't competed. That's the thing. There's guys on the roster that shouldn't be on the roster. I haven't seen in forever, and I don't remember who's on the roster.
I can give you my five. That
I would go, as much as I hate to say it, Ryder does nothing. Justin Gabriel does nothing. Sin Cara brings nothing to the table.
They've been using Gabriel to help out with NXT.
Okay. All right, who's your five?
All right, the five I have are... It's going to be pretty obvious.
Eva Marie and JoJo.
No. I would say both of those, yes.
They won't go away. Go ahead.
All right. David Otunga.
Okay.
Zack Ryder.
Okay.
The Great Khali.
Yeah.
I don't like saying this one. I would like to see them release him, but then re-add him as like a Legends contract and like have it. But Mark Henry,
okay.
And then,
come on,
I'm gonna go. They can't fire Darren Young.
No, Titus O'Neil, they could.
Titus O'Neil, though, yeah. I think. Yeah.
All right. Axel Rock says Ole Heyman will do that and run another 2-hour pay-per-view that'll be worse than the last one he got fired for. No. Because he had complete control over ECW.
Did he? And the December to Dismember.
Yeah. So they wouldn't let him do it again. Anyway. So we're going to move on.
That pay-per-view was bad.
It was. I'm glad we didn't actually pay for it. We went to the bar to watch it.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
What's that, a 2-hour and 10-minute pay-per-view, I think?
Something like that, yeah. Ended like uber early. He was pissed off to do it though because of the Big Show walking out with the title. Or no, it wasn't the Big Show. Or was it? Was it him or Ezekiel?
It was Bobby Lashley.
That's right. He was pissed off about that. He almost didn't want to do the show because of that. All right, anyway, moving on to the bet. At the end of the week, we have Team Jizmop, 107 points.
Okay.
Team Awesome, 144 points. And Team Adrian, 145.
Wow.
I got to make a change.
Okay.
I get the feeling that I'm going to drop Adam Rose.
Okay.
I just don't like what I've been hearing about it. Don't like what I've been seeing about it.
All right.
So I have to make the change and drop Adam Rose.
And picking up?
I'm going to be picking up the guys that don't seem to let me down.
Who?
Jimmy Uso.
Okay. I had to make several roster moves while we weren't doing shows here.
Okay.
I dropped Wade Barrett and picked up Bray Wyatt. I also dropped Paige and picked up AJ Lee.
Okay.
So there we go. Heath, you going to make a move?
Who's doing bad for me?
Half your team? we have got... no one's really doing horrible. Goldust has already gotten you 10 points. Your NXT guy's gotten you 10 points. Yeah. Sheamus has gotten you 31. And Harper and Rowan have both got you 24. Wow. Ambrose has gotten you 4 points.
I still have Ambrose?
Yeah, you still have Ambrose.
God.
Or do you?
One, yeah, you should.
2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Don't really want to drop Goldust. Because
has Ambrose won lately? He won Friday, didn't he?
Yeah, he won on Friday at SmackDown.
Did I even log that? I think I did. Okay.
Now, Jason, I'm going to ask you this. You didn't figure in negative points on the pay-per-view, did you?
Nope.
Okay.
Sometime tonight, Heath.
Going to hold off still.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think that's a bad idea. Your team's probably doing better than it usually does.
It is. He's already hit 107 points. So we're going to move on.
All right.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, not even Jeopardy, but Juice Jams.
Juice Jams, all of your face.
Here's how this game works. We're going to play Jason Heath 3 theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit-free show next week. You got a chance.
Okay.
You really got a chance this week.
All right. Hopefully my brain's with it.
Hopefully it's not.
Hopefully it is. Not.
All right, Heath, you ready for the first one?
All right.
All right, here we go. Don't forget you have a lifeline. Oh, you can play along in the chat, too. He can't see. And your time starts now.
I got no clue on this one, man.
Really?
I don't know that one.
Okay.
Sounds like something from the 80s.
I can tell you that one is incorrect.
Well, I'm just saying it has a lot of 80s influence.
And you're right, but it's definitely not from the 80s. He gets it. No, he can't. We need an answer.
I don't recognize it.
The answer we were looking for. Oh, you know what? I picked the wrong music.
Nice.
Okay, that was actually Battle Cat.
Never.
You want to pull up? We'll show him later.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Totally not the one I meant to pick. I wasn't even reading what I was picking.
Nice job.
I know. We're going to move on to next one. We're looking for specifics on this
Okay.
one.
Oh. This could go... Wow. Are you looking as far as... The team?
The chat has it, by the way.
I can't hear him. What?
I just want to know, are you looking as far as the team or one person?
No, one person. And your time starts now.
because I see Eminem, for one thing. Because there's... Shoot. What is his name?
You know, Jason.
What?
I know. I can see Melina. I can see him with the glasses and slow-mo cameras.
What's your final answer, Jason?
I want to say Mercury?
Technically, he's not wrong.
It's not the one we're looking for, though.
He said the one you're looking for, too.
But that wasn't the final answer.
He gave you a correct answer. You have to give it to him, man.
I don't have to do anything. We're going to have to get Kyle on the show next week, because he's going to get this next one.
This one might stump him, though. This is where he could, like, falter.
The answer we were actually looking for was Melina.
Okay, because I was on the line.
She
like
actually used it longer than Nitro did once they broke up Eminem.
Okay.
So
I wasn't for sure on that one, because I was like, okay, you guys are one specifics, and it's like, they've both
He's
used
not
it.
Wrong.
No.
Yeah, they both used it.
You got to give it to him if it was used for more than one person.
All right, here's your last one.
I don't know if he knows it or not.
I don't know if he does either. And your time starts now.
I know the theme.
Okay.
Congratulations.
But do you know who it belongs to? The chat believes you suck.
I'm probably going to be wrong on my answer.
Yes. No. He can't.
What's your answer?
Alicia Fox?
Oh!
Skin of my teeth. The correct answer we were looking for was the ninth wonder of the world, China.
China. Okay.
Wow.
I thought we were fucked. We're going to move on.
All right.
Alicia Fox,
Save
really?
Another week.
Really?
I don't know. She has that attitude, if you think about it.
Yeah. She doesn't. She's fucking crazy. Like, and not, like,
again, Mickey, and don't not, treat her like a woman. Don't treat her like a
and
man.
And not Mickey James crazy. Like, just fucking stupid crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway. I see what your theme was tonight.
What was it? Could be for the whole month of July. So we're going to move on to, you guys ready for this?
All right.
Topics. All real right. topics of stuff. Not All just right. bullshitting and fake news, but real stuff. Adrian, you had something you wanted to go
I
over.
I do want to go over this.
Okay.
Earlier this week, the WWE put out, actually this is close to 2 weeks ago now, I apologize. But they put out a list.
Okay.
Of the 50 greatest matches in the history of Monday Night Raw.
All right. Think this is going to be a countdown thing?
Say what?
You think this could be a countdown thing?
It could be. But I got to say, their top 20 is pretty solid on this.
All right, like, let's go to the top.
I want to review things. The 50th match on this list, John Cena, Hulk Hogan, and Shawn Michaels versus Christian, Tomko, and Jericho. The one-night-only team-up of the best star of the 80s, 90s, and the 2000 period.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's a few other matches I'm going to make note of here where they fall in this.
Jeff Hardy against Nitro in the ladder match?
Yep.
You know, if you Google this list, you can probably find the full list.
The Mr. Perfect versus Doink the Clown King of the Ring qualifying match from 1993, number 47.
I don't remember that one.
They actually had fought like two matches before that. They went to a draw, so if no one won the third match, it was going to go like the spot would be vacated, and then whoever was supposed to fight him would get a
Yep.
A pass in the next round.
Oh, okay. Which would have been Bret Hart.
Yeah, I think you're right. The only Divas Championship main event, number 45, Trish Stratus versus Lita.
That was an awesome match.
The Miz versus Jerry Lawler for the championship TLC
that
match.
That made it, really?
Number 45. Dude, that was actually a pretty decent match.
Though. Oh, it was. In the TLC match.
Psycho Sid versus Bret Hart steel cage match for the title, March 17th, 97.
Okay. I remember that. That's when Bret Hart went off afterwards.
Yeah.
Really? That match was on there? The Rock against the Hurricane?
It was a good match.
It was not a good match.
It was a good match. Dude, if you remember the match, it was a good match. The Steiners versus the Quebecers,
oh,
province of Quebec rules match.
Oh, God.
41. CM Punk versus Dolph Ziggler from...
That was a good match.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Number 40.
Mick Foley against Funk from May 1998 in the No Holds Barred Falls Count Anywhere match.
Yep.
Those were all good.
Christian versus Rob Van Dam, Intercontinental Championship ladder match, September 29th, 2003.
All right.
The flag match between Stone Cold Steve Austin, Undertaker, and Dude Love versus the Hart Foundation. July 21st, 97.
All right.
Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton street fight from June 24th of last year.
Okay. That was a good one. That was brutal for PG.
Triple H versus Shelton Benjamin, March 29th, 2004. It was a really good match.
I don't remember that one.
It was the, if you actually won't remember this, was the match where Benjamin beat Triple H, and we're like, holy shit, I can't believe Shelton Benjamin just beat Triple H.
That's right. Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and The Rock versus Hall, Nash, and Hogan.
Yep, the NWO versus The Rock and Steve Austin.
All right. Let's see. What is next?
Al Snow versus the Road Dogg, the hardcore title match from January 4th, 1999.
Oh, okay.
Not the only match from that Raw that made this list, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, no, I remember. Yeah. We talked about this already.
Number 32, Edge versus Randy Orton for the Intercontinental Championship, July 19th, 2004.
All right.
Number 31, CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan, champion versus champion match, February 27th, 2012.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Not the last time we'll see either of those two on there either, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Razor Ramon versus the 1-2-3 Kid, the upset I heard around the world, May 17th, 93, number 30.
I remember that. The Miz versus Morrison for the WWE Championship Falls Count Anywhere match.
That was a good match.
That was. I remember that one.
Steve Austin versus The Rock, March 23rd, 1998.
Someone tells me we may have another one or two involving both of these guys in that match.
You would be correct. The Shield versus the Wyatt family, March 3rd, 2000, or this year.
All right. I can't argue with that one. That was good.
I think this is the newest match on this list, by the way.
Okay.
Steve Austin versus Ken Shamrock for the World Championship in September 14th, 98.
All right.
Eddie Guerrero versus Rob Van Dam, the Intercontinental Championship ladder match, May 27, 2002.
All right. Not bad.
The team of Steve Austin and Shawn Michaels versus Owen and the Bulldog for the World Tag Team Championship.
I remember that one.
That was a fantastic match.
It was.
Number 23, Shawn Michaels versus Marty Jannetty for the Intercontinental title.
That happened the same night as... Razor lost the little kid.
It did.
It did.
And you can actually watch that Raw on the network, and it's starting.
You can, yes.
If you haven't actually watched that Raw before, I definitely would recommend going back and watching it. You should remember this one. Rob Van Dam versus Edge versus John Cena, the WWE Championship Triple Threat Match, July 3rd, 2006.
Isn't that after RVD got busted for pot?
It is.
All right.
The Radar Superstar shocked the world and took his second WWE Championship.
That's right. We were all like, oh, God damn it, Cena's going to win this.
And he did not.
Nope.
21, Triple H versus Kane, mask versus title.
I remember that
this
one.
This is when Kane lost the mask.
I remember that.
Now we get into the top 20 matches in the history of
all right, here we go.
number 20, John Cena versus Antonio Cesaro.
Ooh, that was awesome.
2014.
That was a great match.
That was awesome.
Number 19, The Rock, Cactus Jack, Too Cool, and Rikishi versus DX and the Radicals in their first match in WWE. This is their first official match.
It was. What?
I'm trying to remember who it was from DX that actually represented them in that match. I think it was Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Or not Shawn Michaels, but... it was Triple H and X-Pac, I think.
All right. Next.
Number 18, Edge versus Ric Flair, WWE Championship match, TLC. January 16th, 2006.
Was at a time when we were still TV 14, I believe.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a good match. A lot of blood.
Oh, yeah. Flair exactly. was wearing the crimson mask in that one.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Number 17, Team Hell No and Kofi Kingston versus The Shield, May 20th, 2013.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Kofi did some, I think he did some crazy shit in that one.
Absolutely. One of my favorite
matches.
Oh, yes,
ever. I love this match.
Number 16, Shawn Michaels versus Shelton Benjamin.
With the super kick heard around the world.
Yeah, oh my God, when he did that springboard into the super kick, oh my God.
I thought that his head was
just going to be
gone.
It's one of my favorite matches on this countdown. Number 15, TLC
4. Ooh, that was a good one.
Kane without his partner, the Hurricane, versus the teams of Bubba Ray and Spike Dudley, Christian and Chris Jericho, and Jeff Hardy and Rob Van Dam.
That was a good match. Mm-hmm. It was an awesome one. One of the least talked about TLC matches, too.
Yeah. Number 14, Rey Mysterio versus John Cena for the WWE Championship match, July 25th, 2011. Yeah, I know.
I hated that match.
It's because you hated the guys that are in it. It was a good match.
It was not that good, dude. Whatever.
Jason, you're just biased on this match because you don't like either wrestler in this match.
So, if you put two guys you absolutely detest in a match, you're going to think it's a good match at all?
I don't hate two guys.
I'm not... There's not two wrestlers you absolutely just detest.
You're absolutely right, Jason. I suppose if they put the Great Khali in a match with, say...
Curtis Axel.
I would be really upset about that, but generally speaking, they don't fucking do that.
Really? Because, they gave us two Divas matches at the pay-per-view.
Well, touche. I can't argue with that. And I think that was our worst things from the pay-per-view
yes,
night.
Yes, it was.
Number 13, Kurt Angle versus Steve Austin. WWE Championship match, January 8th, 2001.
That was a good match.
Indeed, it was. It was quite the championship bout.
You gonna go next?
Number 12. Daniel Bryan versus Ooh. Antonio Cesaro, July 22nd, 2013.
Yep.
If you think about this match here, though, this was the same night that Bryan was in that gauntlet match.
Oh,
where
it
he
was.
Had to fight Jack Swagger Cesaro.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember who his sort of partner opponent was that night.
I don't either.
I think it was Del Rio, maybe.
I think so. That sounds about right.
I could be wrong, though. Number 11, Stone Cold versus Bret Hart, Street Fight, April 21st, 97. My birthday.
Happy birthday.
I actually remember that Raw because it was on my birthday. Number 10.
Ooh, the match that never happened.
Yes. Triple H versus Chris Jericho, WWE Championship match, April 17, 2000.
Chris Jericho won.
But it's officially stroked from the record books. It
yes.
never actually happened.
Uh-huh. When he fired Earl Hebner.
Yes. Number 9. Owen Hart and the British
Ooh.
Bulldog. European title tournament finals. March 3rd, 97.
That was good. That was really good.
Indeed it was.
This takes forever.
Number 8, Cactus Jack and Triple H, Falls Count Anywhere, September 22nd, 1997.
I remember that.
If I remember correctly, this is the one he wins with the package pile driver through the table on top of the stage.
I believe so.
It was a fantastic match. I mean,
it was because it was that's when he was going through his whole dude love mankind thing. Oh, I can't handle this. Oh, neither can I. It's going to need someone else. And then bang, bang, and yeah, I remember that.
Number seven.
Oh, probably one of my favorite matches ever.
John Cena versus CM Punk, number one contenders match, February 25th, 2013.
See, I hate Cena, but this is one of my favorite matches. And he even won the match, so I don't want to hear that shit.
Well, yeah, but you don't hate Punk.
No.
If you have no vested interest in the match, I see why the difference there, Jason. Mm-hmm.
But Punk lost. By default, I should hate that match.
That's not what I was saying. There was, you didn't care who won that match because you didn't want either person to win.
You're right. I wish both of them would have broke their necks and vacated the title.
Number six.
Number six.
The Rock versus Mankind. January 4th, 1999.
All right.
The Mick Foley's first WWE Championship win.
I remember that.
Talk about putting asses in the seat.
Yeah. Mm. Good job, Eric.
It was actually, this is a key Raw just for the simple fact that this was the last night the WWE took the lead and never lost another ratings battle to WCW.
Nope. Good job, Bischoff. All right, no, Shivani, sorry.
Yeah. Number five, The Undertaker versus Jeff Hardy, Undisputed Ladder Championship ladder match.
I remember this one.
It was...
Well, it was Gay Undertaker against Jeff Hardy.
If you remember, if I remember this match right, though...
Oh, wait.
The Undertaker choke slams him off the top of the ladder to win the after and then wins the match.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you're right.
If I'm remembering that one correctly. I mean, it was a really good match. Jeff Hardy took a fucking beating in that match.
He did. I remember now.
Number four. Triple H versus Shawn Michaels World Heavyweight Championship match, December 29th, 2003.
Okay.
This was shortly after Shawn Michaels came back from the hiatus. He had won the title the month before at Survivor Series, but lost it at the pay-per-view in December in the Three Stages of Hell match with Triple H.
That's right.
It was both superstar shoulders were down, and so technically nobody won this match.
Yep.
And it's the match that set up the Last Man Standing match at the Royal Rumble that year.
Yep.
Number three, Bret Hart versus the 1-2-3 Kid WWE Championship match, July 11th, 1994.
I remember that match almost like it was yesterday.
This... You're going to be surprised by this next match, Jason.
This was probably Sean Waltman's best match he's ever had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No questions about
it
that.
It just showed you Bret Hart can take a turn and make it look good.
You're going to be surprised by this next one.
Okay.
You would not think this was number two.
I would have thought this was number three.
The number two match, Jason. Ric Flair versus Mr. Perfect. Loser leaves WWE January 25th, 1993. Flair's last wrestling match until 2002 in the WWE.
That was a really good match. I watched it on the WWE Network a few months back.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great matchup between these two. Perfect pulled it out, though. And the number one match... John Cena versus Shawn Michaels, April 23rd, 2007. 58 minutes into the match, Shawn Michaels hits the super kick for the win.
I remember that. That was an that was probably one of my favorite matches of all time.
That was a long ass match.
Think about this. This match took up half of Monday Night Raw that night.
Because that's when it was still at only 2 hours.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we were watching this match, and I'm like, dear God. I can't believe this. I can't believe they went a fucking hour.
Yeah. I mean, Shawn Michaels...
It was good. It wasn't a bad match at all. Like, there were a few low points in the match, but when you go for a fucking hour, you have to have a few breathers.
Shawn Michaels flipped out of the attitude adjustment, landed on his feet, and then popped him with a super kick to win.
It was awesome. It was good.
It was an amazing match. I was really disappointed they didn't give him a last title run during this time period.
Yeah, I know. Overall, not a bad list. You can argue anything. The top 10 was good.
The top 20 is good. I mean, that's a solid top 20.
The other ones you can flip around. I mean, there's nothing blatant that sticks out like, oh, God, except for the one match that I just can't stand. But,
right.
I mean, other than that.
But you're admittedly biased on that match.
I am.
I mean, that's...
But either way, yeah, definitely a solid list.
I know you had the thing from the Rodfather you want to talk about. So
yes, so I got this question. He emailed me this question earlier today. Well, wait, actually, Dave Meltzer, breaking news. Little Jimmy may or may not have been released in the WWE.
Who?
Little Jimmy.
Oh.
Little Jimmy?
Yeah.
I miss Lil' Jimmy.
I do too.
R-Truth's right. Another guy that could get canned, and I don't think anyone would.
No, I think you're right. All right. So, question from the Rod Brother. Do you respect an indie guy more, like Daniel Bryan, more than a guy like Kurt Angle, who came in by his name?
All right. I don't like this question.
I don't like it because he put used Kurt Angle as an example. Because
Kurt Angle and Brock
Lesnar. And I put Brock Lesnar with this too. They had hell of an amateur career. Kurt Angle got brought in after he won a gold medal. Hey, look who's here.
Hey, we got a Soul Patrol Jedi, Kevin Curtin.
Hey, bulk up.
There we go. All right. going back to when I said this was Sean Walt, that was Sean Waltman's best
besides
match.
Besides the one he tore his hand.
Yes, besides the one where he tore his hand. Which time, the first time or the second time? Anyway, no, we did not mention the...
This was the greatest matches on Raw.
Yes.
So if it happened on SmackDown, it doesn't count.
No.
Nope.
Anyway, what was I saying?
Much like everything else in wrestling.
Pretty much. Because I put Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle together, because Angle came in after he won his gold medal, and Brock Lesnar pretty much, didn't he win the NCAA title and they brought him in?
Yes.
So, bad examples. Yeah. However, we were trying to figure out examples other than Mark Henry, Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle, and I couldn't think... Oh, there we go, Steve Blackman.
I don't even think Blackman was that bad.
Shamrock, but Shamrock wasn't that bad.
Shamrock... Yeah, I mean, he was a legitimate UFC fighter.
I can't think of...
Dan Severn kind of flopped, though.
Yeah, he did. Okay, all right. So we'll put Dan Severn in here with this.
Okay.
So do you respect Daniel Bryan, who's an indies guy, we'll throw CM Punk in there, more than guys like Dan Severn that were brought in just because of his name?
No.
Okay.
Because they did something to get noticed, and whatever it was that they were doing, that made them think that, hey, there was a chance here that they could transition and maybe be something. Not every one of them works out, but I don't disrespect them because of it. I mean, I don't have... If they had been force-fed down our throats, like, say...
Kurt Angle kind of wasn't at the beginning.
He was a little bit, but to be fair, he's an Olympic gold medalist. And right. How are you going to try to sell that as, well, we're not going to push him that hard because, you know...
Pac-Man Jones, there you go.
Got TNA fails everything.
Yeah, he does. Anyway, you know... I'm kind of like you. Yes and no. Do I think that they shouldn't bring someone in that hasn't paid their dues? No. I mean, I don't. If you haven't gone through it, if you don't know what you're doing, no, you don't. You shouldn't bring them up to the show.
But at the same point in time, what are we talking about here, though? Because I mean, that's the key thing. Is there? They're not transitioning from like soccer. They're transitioning from like professional fighting and amateur wrestling. I mean, that's
I know. And we were trying to think of other people, and I'm like, well, fuck, even Trish Stratus was brought in because of her name, but look what Trish Stratus did. So that didn't fucking help our cause any.
Right. I mean, there's...
I mean, they bring him in for a reason. I don't want to say it like this, because I'm not knocking Daniel Bryan.
Here's another couple guys for you.
I'm not knocking Daniel Bryan.
Jack Swagger.
Okay, legitimate amateur background.
Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas.
Amateurs. I mean, yeah. Legitimate amateur careers. Why not? Here's and like I said, I don't want to disrespect Daniel Bryan at all. I think these guys are almost smarter than Daniel Bryan because they made it to the show faster than Daniel Bryan did, and they had most of them pretty good careers that lasted a while because they didn't put as much wear and tear on their body. Whereas Daniel Bryan's only been with WWE for a few years, and his future's in question right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's taken so much wear and tear over the getting there. I mean, he's...
As soon as the guy gets over, it's over, you know? So I almost respect... No, I don't. I just think they're smarter.
I respect them. I think it's hard for me to respect one more than the other.
Yeah.
I can see the argument on both sides here.
Feel free to chime in, Heath.
Well, I mean, you guys are more familiar as far as the background of everybody. I mean, I knew about, you know, quite a few of them, you know, so just like, you know, Shamrock and people like him, you know, coming from the UFC. You know, Lesnar, of course, you know, amateur background, things like that. So do I respect the other guys that didn't have that type of background more than I do the ones that did? Not really. I mean, it's...
Let me change the question here slightly.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got
How about people that get in based on family name as opposed to earning their way in like people? And
now we're getting hairy.
How about, like, because this was in people like Randy Orton. He gives you...
Curtis Axel.
The Rock.
Rock.
Natty.
Natalya.
Dusty, Dustin.
Cody.
Or that's only Cody and Dustin.
Dustin.
The Usos. Tamina.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Yoko. The Head Shrinkers.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
you're looking at people that had family relations already in the business.
Oh, God.
At that point.
I mean, here's my thing with it. I get,
and I don't want to say that. Hang on. And I'm not saying these people didn't pay their dues and earn their way there, but
they just had they
had the fast track. All right,
they did. But when you're a third generation superstar like Randy Orton or The Rock, you're gonna grow up around the business. You're gonna know the business before you get to the business. Whereas people like Daniel Bryan. Yeah, he was trained by Shawn Michaels, but he didn't grow up in the business like Cody did. I mean, Cody Rhodes, his fucking uncle was goddamn Tugboat.
Yeah.
I mean, he was saying, I remember Dusty was talking about a story about how Cody was in the back sitting on Andre the Giant's lap or some shit like that. I don't know. But he's around it. He's been around it his entire life. So, yeah, they're going to know it more than, like, CM Punk, who wasn't, or, you know, Daniel Bryan or Dean Ambrose. I mean, they're going to be around it more. So, again, they grew up with it in their blood. I hate to say it like that, but they did. They were around it all the time.
All right. Well, this is a hard case to make, because there's not anybody currently wrestling that I can say, I just don't respect them. I can't think of somebody that I don't say, I look at and I'm like,
right back?
Yeah. Even him.
Kali? Eva Marie?
Kali, Eva Marie.
JoJo?
Right. Yeah. To be fair, JoJo hasn't been on TV
still.
Since, like, I don't know.
Still. But, I mean, that's
and I want to say, Axel put up a great point here. They may have got fast tracked, but they actually the people that actually mattered, they still had to work to keep their spot.
Well, yeah, I mean, with the exception of the only person I can think of off the top of my head, there's two that I can think of that not necessarily would be Randy Orton.
Okay,
because it just kind of seemed like everything's been handed to him. All right,
okay,
and The Rock. Now I know he had to overcome the Rocky Maivia thing. I know he did, which was terrible. But he would be the only other person I could think of that. Not as much. But I think he's at that level where it doesn't matter. Or he excelled to that level faster than anyone expected him to. You know? All right, I got one other thing I would cover now.
All right. You lost.
Whatever.
Yes, he lost.
Okay, so earlier this week, Forbes magazine actually looked at... if John Cena being WWE World Heavyweight Champion is best for business.
Okay, let's hear this.
The Forbes website has a new article up asking if John Cena as the World Heavyweight Champion is really best for WWE's business. The author took some of WWE's revenue figures and overlaid them with their three biggest stars in the last 5 years. Cena, Orton, and Punk, excluding Cena's brief concurrent championship run in the summer of 2011 and his even briefer reign at Elimination Chamber in 2010. The article contains graphs and blah, blah, blah. As shown in the graph, over the last 5 years, Cena has only been champion during one period of rising revenue in late 2009. Since then, he's held the belt at length four different times, and during all of them, WWE's quarterly revenue has been on the decline. What's more is the company's income tends to rebound shortly after these title runs have come to an end. And curiously enough, in-story COO Triple H's repetitive claims that Orton ought to be the face of the company to appear to ring true. When Orton wears the championship belt, WWE's revenues tend to climb. Then again, company performance was all over the place during CM Punk's 434-day title reign. And that may be the only proof we need that WWE's in-ring champion really doesn't have much impact on the company's revenue. To reiterate, this is obviously far from a scientific study. Their total revenues include things like DVDs and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So, John Cena, while he's champion, they don't seem to do as well, financially.
But, all right, that article tells me something, Keith. They don't do as well. Everything that we're hearing about SummerSlam, what's supposed to happen, Jason?
He's supposed to drop the title ball, isn't he?
Maybe they're thinking that they can get business to pick up after SummerSlam.
I guess, but...
That makes sense.
Yes, it makes sense to me, too.
Do you think this is Cena's last title reign?
I hope to God it is.
Well, this is a key. This is a very key question for me.
Okay.
Do you think they're going to give him another one?
God. It runs into a couple different things in my mind. Triple H, who's his biggest mentor?
Ric Flair.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Who currently holds the title for the most world title?
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Was 16.
Do you think, and this could be in Cena's head too, do you really think in anyone's mind anyone should surpass Ric Flair?
That's where I was actually getting at with this question.
I don't know if Cena's going to have another title because everyone in the business.
Let me say this. I think he could tie it. I don't think he's going to surpass it. I think he gets a 16. I don't think he gets 17.
Axel says, I think this is his last run as champ as a face.
That could be true, too.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Cena heel. Ooh.
I don't know, man. I run into... I don't know, man.
All right. Well, I got a couple things I'm going to plug for the show next week.
Okay.
Tune in next week, guys. We're going to be covering some of the most outrageous arrests in pro wrestling history. We're also going to come up with our own list. So, Heath, you need to have your top 10 worst wrestling gimmicks ever.
Okay. Worst wrestling gimmicks.
Worst ever.
Okay.
I mean, and they could be obviously bad ones. I'm okay with that. I mean, they don't have to be, like, obscure, like the guy showed up once and was done. But worst gimmicks ever.
Yes.
Okay.
Top 10.
Okay.
They're grooming the next generation of faces to carry the company so they can make the transition to a heel Cena. I kind of like it.
Really good. You know what? That's not, I don't think, totally wrong. But we'll see.
Well, me and my boss were talking about John Cena at work, and it's the same spot where Hogan was when Hogan went to Hollywood Hogan. It's old. It's the same thing. It's stale. People are turning on Cena just like they did Hogan.
Hold on. Actually, I want to make this correlation right now because this is actually very interesting because I think you're actually dead on. Hogan got big in 1984, right?
Yes.
Wendy turned in 96, correct?
I believe so.
12 years.
Uh-huh.
John Cena got big in WWE what year?
2002.
And no. It's when he made his debut.
He didn't make it big till 03? It was about a year later when he started doing it?
WrestleMania 20 is when he won.
And that was 2004.
That's 2004. Jason?
I think you're right.
But still, from his debut until now, that's 12 years.
Yeah, you're right.
12 years.
Yeah. Huh. Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, it's been fun. It's been a pleasure with you guys.
Yes?
You know, I still have a song for the week.
I got a song for us.
What?
I would like us to close out on my favorite song of all time.
I completely have the right to veto this.
Don't Stop Believing. Journey.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. So anyway.
Heath, come on with me on this. Let's wrap it up with some Journey for Bo Dallas.
No.
Boo.
No.
Hey, how about we do the Adam Rose thing and close out?
If I have the Adam Rose thing.
Uh-oh. You can YouTube it.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. Let me pull it up. So anyway, once again, I need to find it.
Once again, he needs to find it.
Hold on. There we go. Okay. So once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, saying adios, motherfuckers. God damn it. Hold on. I have too much shit going all at once all of a sudden.
Yes, he does.
There's a first and
shut
last.
Up.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right. The big A Adrian Master here silences his voice of reason.
And the Jizmuffer.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you know, I got to find out if we're going to have a see, this is what we need to. Yeah. Stupid fucking YouTube commercial.
Anyway.
So once again, I'm your host, Alyssa J. I'm going to say, yes, blah, 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 blah. And we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Hour-bombed.